Hi, everyone. This is Gogs, terrified and streaming live because no celebrity guest this week because their agent said they couldn't appear on Ustream.
That's true.
So, hence, this.
Good save.
Thank you. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the Mole Hole Radio. We're glad you could be here with us. And sorry we weren't here last Tuesday. I was feeling ill. And God bless them. They waited for me. So, the rest of these
Indeed
days.
We did. Well, hello, everybody.
Later.
Well, hey, this is El Topo here, and we're broadcasting sort of live on Ustream.
How is it sort of live?
Well, it's definitely live.
Well, it's happening right now. It's slightly delayed.
It's like the Langoliers.
It's slightly delayed. We have a bit of a time delay.
We're slightly slow.
Fortunately, when we fucking swear, there's not enough of a fucking delay to bleep it out.
Fucking fuck.
Boom.
Yes. Fuck. But anyway, it's good to be here on a Thursday afternoon.
Pudding cupcakes.
Sorry we weren't here on Tuesday. Gogs had gonorrhea.
Burns again.
Burns when he pees.
It does.
But it's great to be here. We got a couple of kids on the line, which is going to be fun and interesting.
Still my digging some tapioca.
We can watch better. Gogs fuck pudding, apparently, is what he's going to do.
Going to do that on the internet.
Vinny's here.
Hi.
Which is amazing. He's eating pizza.
Again.
His racial handicap knows no bounds.
None whatsoever.
His ethnic handicap of his Italian.
Pulling him out of the gondola was hard enough.
Right?
The gondola.
I love that thing.
That's one of those boats that they charter on the... Yeah.
The sticks.
I gotcha. Yeah.
We swim in the pee. We live in the pee. I'm in the pee-pee.
All right. Gogs.
Yo.
What, sir,
do
you hate this week? I gotta know.
Okay.
Dying to know.
All right. The first one, this is a pet peeve that really kind of, it irks me.
I feel you need to get your own table because putting your hot liquid.
Right.
Your hot liquid. right next to all my expensive electronics is
right.
Really not.
Your whole basement's full.
There's
your
a table
your
over
whole
there.
Basement's full.
Put it
That's
over there.
Outside arm's reach.
Pick it
the
up
viewing audience
there.
Can clearly see that.
Can. Yeah, it's not in the video.
Yeah, okay, so anyway.
You hold that in your hand.
I just hope that Gogs has to kill another mosquito or something since...
So we can hold the laptop and watch me chase it around with the BC Rit.
Smash it with a guitar.
So anyway!
Right.
Sorry.
One of the things I hate this week...
Well, can't wrap one of those lights around so I can make a little cup holder out of the lights?
That's a hell of an idea. This is so weird.
It's creeping me out. one of the things I hate this week... Reporters with ethnic... What the fuck was that? Oh, boy.
Somebody's breathing heavy.
Hey, Darth Vader, calm down.
I'll knock it off.
What to do when the romance done died. So,
this is weird.
I know. Yeah. So, reporters with ethnic last names who speak perfect English until they get to their name.
I'm Martinez Martinez.
That's, like... there's
like
someone
you're ethnic about that whole
there's
thing.
Someone on NPR... Her name is Patricia Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
And she'll do her whole report in perfect diction. I mean, absolutely
What's
splendid.
What's her first name?
Patricia.
I'm Patricia Guadalupe.
No.
I'm Patricia Guadalupe.
It's not. Just let me fucking...
I eat tacos. Right.
So she's saying the whole... She gives her whole thing. Like, and today on Capitol Hill, the Senate passed Bill 7 whatever, reforming whatever. She sounds like Tom Brokaw until she gets her name. And it's... Live from Capitol Hill, Patricia Guadalupe! Oh. And it might as well have a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you can hear the sombrero and the bandoliers. Like, I just... And they do it a lot. It's anyone with a ethnic last name.
She goes from being a fucking reporter to being Tuco from The Good, The Bad,
exactly.
And The Ugly.
Oh, hey, Blondie! just wish... I get it's just more of a pet peeve. I mean, I get it. She's being a very good reporter. She's reporting with excellent. She's getting her point across perfectly. It's just right when she gets to her name, she starts breathing heavy like Darth Vader into the microphone.
Bro, we can totally hear you breathing. Are you?
And it's
are
totally
you okay?
Turning us on.
Please tell me you're not masturbating to this. Please tell me you're masturbating to TJ. seriously, it's
well, actually TJ is not the picture, so it's probably you.
Oh, we got
it's Vinny. She's in Front Street.
Bring the gorilla sack. Bring your sack over here,
I'll
TJ.
Bring my gorilla.
Give me your sack.
Spread your cheeks and pick up your sack.
Yeah. There you go.
And like, but there's lots of people like that. Like that's like it's a my name is it's like and this is Tom Sanchez. There's that. There's Anthony Keane. Now, speaking with the same thing with the ethnic last names or the people that just suddenly did just switch it on. I think that broad with the great cans and the giant face from Food Network does it. Jada.
Who?
Is that the one with a huge mouth?
Yeah, she has a huge mouth.
Wait, is she the one that's like, she gets like, she's on like Target stuff? What? Is that the one, the one that's like real pretty that you don't like?
Is that the Italian one?
No, yeah. No, I like her.
Gianna.
She's hot.
Jada, I like her. A lot.
I thought you didn't like her because you said she didn't have any food credentials and she just got her job because she was hot.
No, that was someone else.
Am I thinking of a different one?
When
do you hand out food credentials?
I don't know.
Guys, it takes food very seriously.
Yeah, clearly. But, no, Jada will do things like, she'll talk, and when she gets to an Italian word, she'll be doing the exact same thing. She'll be like, and then we're going to add some mozza! Like, out of nowhere. Yeah. She kind of just tweaks it. Yeah. Or she'll say, prosciutto. It's like, she just won't...
Well, saying here,
she just switches on the ethnicity.
I do that sometimes only because I've been conditioned to do it.
I've never heard you say it.
Well, if I say prosciutto or I say mozz, I don't say mozzarella.
Really sells. Like, you might just say it, but she grease falls off her, and she's playing one of those.
She's suddenly
baby
pregnant, married,
a concertina.
Nice.
Be a corny.
We need to bring you closer to my...
An organ grinder? A monkey pops up on her shoulder?
the Italians loved that. Did they invent the monkey organ grinder?
Yes.
And how is that not just a jack-in-the-box on a strap?
I don't know. I always thought it would be a great movie to make a movie called Organ Grinder, and it's about one of those people that's actually a serial killer.
Grinding organs.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
But does it play music?
Yeah, well, he...
Of course it plays
during music. The day, he's a regular, like, organ grinder.
Right.
But he's a serial killer at
right.
night. And, like, while he kills people, he plays it, and the monkey fucking stabs people.
I like that. So it's like Any Which Way But Loose.
With the serial
killer. With a psycho. Yeah. Music.
And then he feeds the organs that he grinded up.
To the monkey. Well, he has to feed it to the monkey.
Clearly, this movie.
You gotta feed the monkey.
Clearly, the movie.
Patent pending.
Patent pending. Clearly, the movie.
Mulholl's first production, Organ Grinder. Well, organ there'll grind. Be a bumper. At the next show.
Anthony.
Well, the first preview.
We all know Anthony's listening. Anthony, start writing the script.
He's probably not watching.
You're better.
He should be watching.
Nah, he's not much with the computers.
Oh, you gotta fucking turn it on.
He's probably busy reading his books.
He does read a lot.
Well, I don't like that one.
Believe it or not, even though he's a big lagoon,
gotta get Violet the Organ Grinder by Prince for the back.
That's a good one.
Nice, dude.
Good call.
See, this is why I miss Prince.
Yeah. Oh, you guys got to see Prozac. Prozac got a mohawk. You still rocking
it? We need to re-mohawk you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prozac got a mohawk.
Yeah, I shaved it, and I totally regret shaving.
It looked good. Yeah, it looked good.
Everybody looks good in a mohawk.
Not me.
You've never done it, have you?
No, yeah, but I look like a moron.
And not only that, I found out a theater near me is having a Mad Max screening.
What?
The original? Really? For all of them.
I totally would have gotten the fucking, put like the feathers in my hair.
That would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
God, we would have shipped Gogs
up
there.
Let me kill him!
We would have shipped Gogs up there in the humongous outfit.
Just walk away.
No. My dogs of war.
So the negative thing about this new knife is no bottle opener.
Hello, Dick. I can still do it. Give it here.
No.
Hold this.
No.
Hold this.
No. Continue the show.
I'm gonna open my own goddamn
bottle. I have a bottle opener on my keys,
I got a church key.
Here, everybody fucking suck one. Go with the show.
All right, okay. What else do you hate, guys?
All right, so I said that. Okay, the Chinese language in general, I got an issue with it. It sounds like shit. Honestly, every time I hear any sort of news report where it's like, from Yongcheng to, it's kind of a dickish, alien, what's the word I'm looking for? Xenophobic thing to say. But fuck it, that language sounds exactly.
Yes.
Well, it's not even that. It's not even the hard ding and dangs.
My best friend's Chinese.
How Chinese?
Yeah, how Chinese?
Like full on
Mandarin and Cantonese.
Is he like Mr. Ho Sing? He's full on Chinese?
Does he say hello, priest?
Oh, Ling Ling, what's the Chinese plan to invade America? I forgot.
It's not even the hard ings and whatever. It's the shu shin tu shin. It's all the...
You don't like those?
I don't.
The sh... I don't even
know what the shu noises.
They sound like...
Yeah. But those are all X's.
It's like a washing machine that's almost on its last legs right before you have to replace it. Like
speak English. Yeah. You know? Just, you got enough people. You're smart enough.
That's not xenophobic
just
at all.
Just commit to the bit and speak English. I mean, I'll say that about everybody. Just make my life easier.
I like it.
And then,
anything else?
Yeah, I got a couple more.
So hold on, let's just, in review so far, we have You hate... You're very xenophobic tonight. You hate people with that speak ethnically at certain times.
So right. I don't mind if you speak ethnically the entire time, unless that's Chinese.
Yeah.
You just don't like Chinese people.
No, I just don't like their language.
I think what I got out of that was he doesn't like Chinese people.
Well, I don't like the language.
I mean, what is there to a person but their language,
right? I agree.
Well, that's a false...
It's a truth. There's, I don't know. Think about that.
There's lots of people that, you know... I hate Chinese people.
Yeah. I knew it! You son of a bitch!
Damn it. Well, they're gonna invade us one day, and then I'm gonna have to learn how to say "shin dun
chun." See, the thing is...
And then ride a panda to work, and I don't wanna do that!
That sounds great!
It does sound
pandas
great.
Pandas to work?
Come yeah, on. There's food's pretty decent.
See, we gotta be careful, man, cause like, you know, if we got like a few Chinese people, they like multiply, there's like 9 billion of those Chinese people. The show could take off in China.
It would be, you know what, maybe, I take it back.
Maybe it's taking up in China right
now. That's right.
You know what, China, prove me wrong. Love our show and convince me of your beautiful language.
Abadik?
Say, Abadik?
Who's a dick?
Well, don't they get points for their food?
Nah.
They get points for the American version of their
food.
Have you
ever had actual Chinese
food? Apparently actual Chinese, they don't have sugar over there.
It's all fucking peanut oil. It's awful.
It's all fish faces and rice.
You know, jelly. You know what, though? Like, while we're talking about Chinese food, you know what I fucking hate? P.F. Chang's.
I've never been there.
Fuck the fuck out.
No, P.F. Chang's fucking sucks.
Where's my knife?
You go to P.F. Chang's, and you're like, I want General Tso's chicken.
This is true.
And they are like, we have our version of General Tso's chicken. No, fuck you. I don't want our version. I want General Tso's fucking chicken.
What does their version taste like?
It's gross. No, their food sucks.
They have this one beef dish, Mongolian beef, that is tremendous.
Never go to a restaurant that has
horse dicks in front.
That has more than five of them.
Five
Chinese people?
It's a big chain. If it's a big chain, everything's frozen and boxed.
Five restaurants. Not more than five Chinese people. Wow. Don't go anywhere where there's more than five of them.
Suddenly Prozac sounded a lot like my father.
Yeah. Calling them thems.
He does too.
Okay, right. Okay, we've recapped all I hate.
I'm at the restaurant.
It was
your Chinese best friend is safe.
He's only got one Chinese best friend.
Yeah,
that's
guy's related to a million people.
And you don't want to be. You can't have more than five Chinese friends.
Oh, no. No.
Because then...
Mm-mm. It's all over.
It's all over.
And they better teach you karate.
If they don't, then why would
you
bother?
Does your Chinese friend know... Jesus, we're being racist.
It's not racist. We're exploring.
I don't see how this isn't racist.
What's that? Oh, let's not talk about the Japanese.
Yeah, we're
They're industrious and awesome.
That's true.
Those sandal-wearing goldfish tenders.
You sandal-wearing goldfish tenders? All right, what else do you not like?
All right, so I heard this other report on NPR by Patricia Guadalupe about...
I wonder if she's hot.
She probably is.
Are you still going on hating?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Calm. We'll get to why you don't like hydrogen in like 5 minutes.
Oh, you're going to get it in the mouth!
So I heard this report about lawyers, like, it's hard time for lawyer kids coming out of law school finding a good job.
I really hope Vinny's hate is hydrogen this week.
Not far off.
We heard this report about why it's hard for these kids coming out of law school to find a job. And some of these lawyers, like, they were promised jobs with big law firms. The law firms can't hire them all because of budget issues, so they're making them work for, like, nonprofits or something, and they're paying them half of their salary. So it was telling me the sob story about this woman who works for a not-for-profit hospital who's only making half of what her lawyer salary would be of $70,000.
You said that so fast, I didn't catch
it. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Basically, it was a report trying to make me feel bad.
There's a lot of motion and a lot of verve in what you're saying, so I want to be there.
You need to accentuate certain words so it's not all just one long, monotonous
This broad...
Basically,
the report was trying to make me feel bad.
I understood all of it.
Well, see, you're a lot smarter than we are. Can you do it in the walking voice? I feel like there's more...
It's fine. Listen.
Basically, that's only making $35,000 a year.
No, Prozac, that's wrong. No, guys.
We're going to mute the listeners for a second.
Prozac, I'm sorry. It had to be done. Listen, it's not so much that she's making 35 grand because that shit.
She's making 70.
Which means she's supposed to be making $140,000. My problem is that's a lot of money, and I don't see how I'm supposed to feel bad about this.
No, I totally understand.
I
can write a
dissertation. If they were trying to say, hey, you know, she's only making 30 grand, fine, you can't live on that. God knows I couldn't, but
She's making 70,000. That's a lot.
It's a lot of scratch.
Anyone can live on 70.
You couldn't live on 30 grand?
I mean, I have. But I mean, after law school.
Right. Well, you as Christopher Walken.
But basically, she's sad about making 70 G's, even though in the non-too-distant future, she'll be making the full 140.
It's so weird when he slips in and out of walking like mid-sentence.
It's good.
It's bad.
It's bad.
All right.
So there you go. That, I hate that. And then the last thing I hate.
Okay.
And this is kind of a recurring hate with me, but I'll keep going. What the fuck is that?
Is that pizza?
I think it's pizza.
Okay. So, wait, there's a good video.
Smells like pizza.
Oh, God. Don't sniff the knife.
You
so,
think that
the
is.
Last thing I hate is just piling on with that standard, we're gonna shit a bunch of kids getting on TV thing, like the 9x Design and Johnny Cates Plus 8s.
What's 9x Design?
9x Design is these two hipster douchebag fucks that cranked out 7 kids with the shittiest fucking names of all time. And they're
such
interior designers, like Hypothesis, or like
the name of a kid?
Like U-Bend. I don't know. Like their names are that fucking bad. I think their names are like Wolfgang.
U-Bend is like destined to grow up to become a world famous breakdancer.
Yes.
I like that.
Well, on top of all these,
I also like Wolfgang.
Wolfgang's, but that's you know whose kid's name Wolfgang?
Puck.
Eddie.
Boom!
Eddie.
Boom!
Eddie Van Halen. That's
what?
Regardless. Awesome. Then you got the Duggards. Those rubes in fucking Arkansas just blasted out kid number 19.
What?
19! And it came out early because her fucking womb, it's, the baby probably had to claw on for the first 24 weeks and that just fell out. Because it's like she's walking around with a trash can between her two fucking legs.
Jesus.
And it came out and it's, thank God it's surviving, so there's one more Duggar. But there's 19 of them. Their oldest one already blasted out a kid. 19!
How do you pay for that?
How am I trying to say this? What are the
They're
age
all
differences?
Their names start with J.
Is that true?
I think you would have run out
Why
of
Why am I talking to the speaker?
Talk over here, because the microphone for them is here.
Right. But all these, is it true they're all named Jay? Jay something?
Internet?
Jay names, yeah.
That's fucking stupid. I can't believe they blast out 19 fucking kids, though.
What are the differences in age? Like,
well, one of them had its own
kid. You want me to read them off?
Please. And while you're at it, do 9x Design.
Here we go.
Go.
Okay, there's Joshua,
the
Jaina, John, Jill, Jessa, Ginger, Joseph,
Ginger with
Josiah,
a J,
Joy, Jedediah, Jeremiah, Jason, James, Justin, Jackson, Johanna, Jennifer,
fucking A,
Jordan, Josie.
I hope that they get...
What kind of disease?
I'm thinking like Waco'd.
Blank disease?
Waco'd.
Full Waco. Like they decide to huddle up in the house... And then Clinton comes back, and he's got Reno with him, and then you just firebomb the whole family.
Here's a fun game you guys can play at home. When you come across the person that you really want to die,
yeah,
you can think to yourself, well, what way would God like to kill them? Now, this is an easy template that you have to follow. You have to, A, the first thing you got to do is insert horrible disease.
Right.
Okay?
That's a good one.
Number two,
right,
some object. Kind of horrible condition, such as being on fire, covered in locusts that are on fire,
that'll
or somehow living nails running through their skin. Some kind of horrible, out-of-this-world...
Fantastical thing.
And then finally, we call it the knockout punch. And the knockout punch would be like a truck of bowling balls falling on the house, or a truck of flaming dogs whose mouths are full of bees.
Full of bees.
Like,
just attacking
So again, just remember at home, kids, you have number one... is the disease.
Right.
Number two is the rising action or the painful stab.
That should be exterior pain,
yes,
only.
Yes, that's
right?
A good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the disease, the exterior
pain,
and then the
knockout punch.
Right.
Those three. So let's just try this now.
Should
Vinny,
I do the Duggards? Oh, you want me to...
Okay. I would just like, just to illustrate how simple it is, how simple and fun it is with my simple template.
Okay, no, I like this. So,
let's just say you want, what's a person you don't like? Celebrity, to make it easy. Just somebody you don't like.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, there you go.
That one.
She's
Wait, which are the ones that got punched in the mouth from the
Snooki?
That one.
Great. All right.
I like her.
Vinny, how would you like Snooki to die? Or Snooki, whatever.
Alright, if I was Gogs.
Of course.
Right.
We all wish
I would
we were.
Say she would catch Ebola.
Okay.
Right? And then she would fall down on a box of open razors.
Perfect.
Right? And
after she ate some magnets.
After she ate some magnets. That's the kind of thing that only gongs can do. And then she would get missiled in the face by an F-14.
There you go.
Perfect. Perfect. That's a good one.
So what, TJ, you, what, do you want? What you guys at yes, I do. But what you guys at home can do, why not come up with your own, post them on the website, and we'll send you a fucking prize.
Yeah, you'll get a prize.
Come up with your very own... What should we call this? We need to have the GOGS template.
Best wishes from GOGS.
I like it.
Something that I put in last week.
What was that?
The rape back solution to the guy who invented the yellow skinny pants.
How did I miss that?
It was I forget. It's been a while. Regale us, please.
Regale us.
Okay, basically, remember the question that you did at the end of the last show?
Yeah.
Oh, the mind reader guy before we lost power.
Oh, and by the way, the show, the reason,
the mind reader guy, so.
If anybody was wondering, I'm sorry, just to put this out there. The reason the show got kind of abruptly stopped last week is we lost electricity. So that's why it was kind of just cut off.
But we found it.
But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Prozac.
Sorry.
Dead air!
Jesus. Yeah, the question was...
there's a lag.
Yeah, the psychic guy wanted to see if he could really kill somebody.
Right.
So he said, to use the rape axe to have the guy who invented the yellow skinny pants kill himself by jerking off with the rape axe.
Oh.
And then when the autopsy is revealed, everybody thinks he's a rapist. So nobody will ever buy a product that he made. So nobody will ever wear those skinny pants again.
Good. Nice job.
That's good. My combo
is spared from ever seeing them again.
Nicely done.
Well done, sir.
Well done.
But anyway,
You want to strap together a GOGS death? Because I'm brewing one now.
Sure. You got a celebrity that I hate?
You did one.
No, but I mean, I've got a good one for the Duggards now that we're signing an official template.
There. Do I have a celebrity that I hate, or you want to give me one?
How about this?
How about
Mitt Romney?
Who is Mitt Romney?
Don't worry about it.
He's
a politician.
A Mormon politician.
He was the governor of Massachusetts.
He ran for president.
Now he's running against.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mitt Romney. I'm not really sure, but I would like Mitt Romney to have... He's protected by the Secret Service?
Okay, don't do Mitt Romney.
I love Mitt Romney.
Good do Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Does she have Secret Service?
At first, she should get... infectious skin cancer.
Okay.
Every time she wipes her ass, it actually takes off several layers of ass skin.
Okay, like an ass leprosy.
Yeah,
that's way better.
Ass leprosy.
What's it called when your body falls into itself? A prolapse.
A black hole.
No, her fucking anus. Her anus prolapses. I think that's the word.
Isn't that a drug?
I don't know. There's a word when, you basically your insides collapse on themselves. Every time she wipes her ass, that's what happens. And copious amounts of skin and blood fall out.
Okay.
How many times could she do that before she died?
I don't think that's real. Anyway.
I think you're right.
Let's pretend it is!
Yes. So she gets that, followed by, in true Jerry Lewis style, after she walks bloody and disoriented from the first time she takes a shit with her weird ass cancer that I gave her,
right?
She actually falls into she falls out of a 6-story window into a truck full of sprung mouse traps.
Nice.
Oh, wait, are they already sprung?
They're armed.
They're armed.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So they spring when she hits.
And then. An elephant that's covered in excrement and fire and poison falls on top of that truck to finish her.
Not bad.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Duggards. As a collective.
Are you going to go through 20 of them?
No, I'm not going to go through all of them. But the Duggards as a whole. We'll start with Super Syphilis, working its way from the smallest to the biggest.
Super Syphilis.
Super Syphilis.
Okay.
The Kryptonians of syphilis.
Cargo plane transporting a large amount of fossilized megalodon teeth opens up the bomb bays. They all fall on them just in time for a laser-covered rhinoceros to run through the family.
Laser covered.
Like what? Covered. Like just like optical
any
lasers?
Direction.
Like a laser show on a rhinoceros, or like deadly lasers.
Like cutting lasers over like, several of the facades of the rhinoceros.
It's like some military grade.
It's like military grade cutting lasers. I thought it was industrial like, lasers.
I'm thinking like Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
show
no, yeah. I thought it was. I thought it was a rhinoceros that just happened.
Like a disco ball rhinoceros.
Yes! A rhinoceros.
Also and, cool. Also
a rhinoceros that crashed through a Blue Oyster Cult show.
Oh, no, like this one's got them like surgically implanted, but not really pointing in any one direction.
Just all over the place.
Right, and as you run,
like
it
endless kinda, spikes.
Right, so it's cutting through everything, but then you have the front horn, which has been honed down to a needle point.
I like that.
And it just runs through the whole group.
Okay.
Right, as they're hugging each other, staring at the prehistoric teeth that are about to befall them.
Okay. Mm.
All right. And just real quick, nine by design, here's the families, here are the kids' names. In order of shit-outs. Mm. Number one, Wolfgang. Number two and three were twins. Bellamy and Tallulah. Number four's name was Breaker.
Breaker.
Number five and six were twins. Number five's name was Five.
Oh,
that's easy.
And then there's Hollander, and the last one's name is Major.
Everybody alive.
So,
you know he's got kids that have really dopey names, and
Sarah Palin?
I think he's a great director. No, Robert Rodriguez.
Where's
like all from? His kids are named like our names, like they're like Rocker and Racer and Rocket. And like it's like, what are you doing?
Rabies.
Rabies Rodriguez.
Rabies Rodriguez.
That's a good name for like a wrestler.
I like that.
Rampart.
Alright, what's next?
Rondo.
Me.
What
I'm
do
next?
You hate, sir?
Yeah, what do you hate?
9-volt batteries. Come on. Think about it.
They're every shape like that.
Well, not only that, but every time you need one, you don't have one.
Where do you buy them nowadays?
That's a good question, too. There's always, when you go to the store, you can't ever buy them in bulk because there's only ever one fucking pack there.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
It costs like $8.
They're not cheap.
And, you know, I don't know enough about... Well, guys, you know a little bit of about electricity, mm-hmm. don't you? Why can't they just make it so that, like, why isn't there one universal battery?
Well, I can understand why there's not one universal battery. Well, you know what? There could be one universal battery, and you could just use multiples of it to get to your desired voltage.
Couldn't you do that with double A's? Couldn't you stack double A's in such a way that it makes the volts 9?
Put them in series, they'll make what you need. Yeah.
So what the fuck? Why do we have 9-volt batteries?
And why are they that shape?
They're that shape so you can teach your kids what electricity feels like if they stick their fucking...
tell them.
Yeah.
That's the only battery you can tongue.
That's right.
That reminded me of a Simpsons.
Otherwise, you need a friend.
Unless you got a snake tongue and you can curl around.
Question, if you took, like, say you and your lovely wife, when she wasn't with child, if you held hands and then touched either end of a normal battery with your tongues, would that complete the circuit?
You want to do that right now?
No.
Come
I don't
on,
want
me
touch,
and you.
I don't want to touch tongue batteries
think?
With it.
You tongue batteries?
No.
Come on, me
no.
and you. Let's do it. We're doing it.
I don't want to do this. No. This is gay.
Yeah, this is happening. Now, they may not be charged.
Oh, those are... Those
I don't want to do this! Yeah,
hang on, you're doing it, faggot!
Those probably aren't going to work, though. Those
are
okay. Let's not do this.
I don't see...
Good.
Oh, I found some!
Oh, shit.
I don't want to lick a battery and stare you in the face while I'm holding your hand.
All right, no, we're not holding hands.
You have to complete the circuit. That's my point.
Wouldn't our tongues... Oh, we would have to hold hands.
Right.
All right, pucker up. Bring it here.
Oh, no.
Come on. Come on, you big jerk.
Coffee's still hot.
This is going to be really close. What if we did two batteries in succession so we're not so... Is that going to multiply?
I don't care.
What did I do with the batteries?
So bad inside.
Yeah, it's going to get worse. All right.
I knew this fucking camera was a bad idea.
Okay.
Dude, just give me this one. Shake hands.
It's way too close. I don't even like touching your hand.
I don't want to do this.
It's going to hurt and be gay. Are we doing it right?
No, we're not doing it.
We're doing it. Get over
here. We're not doing it.
Get over here. We're doing it. Come on. All right. Right now. We're on. I didn't feel it.
I don't care.
All right. So we proved it wrong. Myth busted.
Faggots. the legend of the Mohs.
Yeah. There you go.
So I guess we've proven that science that homos do not conduct electricity.
Nah, it tasted weird.
I bet it did. The first time it always does.
Tastes like China.
God, it looks like he's been raped.
I did kind of force it upon him.
Just drink your coffee, swallow it down with your shame.
Get clean.
All right, what's next?
God, what a...
So
oh, Jesus. Are you got anything else that you hate?
Ovals?
God damn it!
What?
Oval.
What good is a fucking oval? Go ahead! What good is an oval?
Those things where you made in elementary school that compared and contrasted.
Venn diagrams? Those are circles.
No, they kind of look like
ovals. If yes, because you couldn't draw the circles. Yeah, they look like ovals.
You had to write it out.
Ovals. What are they good for?
Eggs are good.
Eggs are oval shaped.
Well, eggs
footballs
more convex.
Are footballs are oval shaped.
They're oblong.
They're oblong. Yeah, it's not an actual oval.
Is it? Yeah.
My tongue
know.
Feels strange.
Bet it does.
You're going to be fine. You suck it up.
Wasn't that bad, honey?
You wanted it.
All right. That's ovals. It. So ovals and 9-volt batteries.
Why ovals?
What? They're not good for anything. And if you had, say, you had a tire and it was oval shaped, that would just ruin your fucking day.
Question: didn't He-Man sell an accessory that was a car with oval tires?
Yes.
Why would He-Man ever do that?
It was like it had like a sliding kind of weird crawly track.
It was weird. It was like it looked like a primitive tank.
It was like
it was
what?
Like a flapping tank for it so it could climb up mountains.
He's right.
Yeah. So did that actually work?
Well, in a cartoon it did. Yeah. Well, in that
He-Man threw a rock through time.
So if we've learned nothing through the documentary, that was Masters of the Universe.
Yeah. So I still hate ovals.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I can't blame you.
All right. Oh, jeez. Wow. How am I going to top any of this stuff?
Mine, ovals was pretty bad.
You want to get battery raped in the mouth?
No.
No.
Anybody want to know what I hate this week?
Feels like bees.
I have a feeling we're going to find out anyway.
I won't say if
no,
you don't,
say it.
If you don't want to
say know. It.
Well, first I'd like to say that I hate director M. Night Shyamalan.
A ding dong.
I feel kind of like, I say this every week now. I feel like Goggs in a way because I really like it when that guy fails.
Why is that really, dog's ass?
Because you relish in other people's failures.
I really do.
You do that. You're like, why is that? And you totally do.
Who needs another beer?
Me.
All right.
M. Night Shyamalan, awful director. He started out with two good movies and
then
hasn't made anything good since.
Liked Unbreakable.
That was the second movie.
What was his first movie?
The Sixth Sense.
But his first movie was Unbreakable.
No, Sixth Sense was before Unbreakable.
Unbreakable was first.
No.
Good.
But anyway, yeah, those two movies were good. Sixth Sense was a little overrated, but
I liked. He died for me with Signs.
That movie. Sucked.
I liked Signs. And that was the last Shyamalan movie.
I hated
I liked.
That movie.
But I liked Signs.
So did I.
The fucking aliens and their one big weakness is water, and they invade. Fucking
okay, well,
Earth.
The end of the movie
makes
sucked.
No fucking sense.
Yeah, but they showed the aliens too early.
And well, anyway. So, but regardless of how you feel about Signs, The Village was fucking horrible.
Oh, God.
Lady in the Water was fucking horrible.
That guy
was
that with the half-body jerk-off arm.
Yes.
Yeah, that was...
Paul Giamatti, not his fault.
No,
yeah, I like Paul. He was still good in that.
He's always correct. Good. I agree with that. The last one he did with the bees and the earth
bees
retaliating...
The Wind?
The Happening.
And Marky
God,
Mark.
That was so bad.
It was very
so
bad.
So now, God, apparently, I guess he's doing the. I don't know why I do that. I said I guess. I know for a fact that he's directing and he's already made this Avatar: The Last Airbender movie, which is a popular cartoon show that I've never seen.
The previews look pretty cool.
They are shit,
and it's awesome. The cartoon is awesome.
Yeah,
right. The previews are shit.
Well, anyway. The movie has already gotten early screening reviews.
Yeah.
And it's getting, like, the worst reviews that I've read for a movie in a long time.
Really?
Like, Roger...
The kid's a Buddhist monk, so he can't hurt anybody.
Like, Roger Ebert basically said, like... I don't know, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something that was pretty funny. He goes, you know, through the something like the effect of... You know, the law of averages would expect that even in a bad movie, you get at least one thing right. And he's like, well, sometimes the law of averages doesn't work out.
Oh.
And he's like, and it's not just him, bitch. Like
he can be brutally witty.
It's got, like, 7% of Rotten Tomatoes right now. Every review is like,
seven.
This is, like, the worst movie ever. It's like a god-awful
How
piece of shit.
How about The Legend of Chun-Li? I thought that did pretty bad, right?
Well, yeah, but that was like so... This,
that's like comedy. That didn't have Shyamalan attached to it.
And here's the reason for this, too. The reason that this is a bigger deal, this is a big property. I mean, this Airbender thing, if it was a good movie, it's going to make a lot of money. It's probably going to make a lot of money regardless just because of the popularity of the show. It's also got a big budget behind it.
Yeah, the effects...
Why you would give somebody like Shyamalan a big budget, I have no idea. And Three, you know, like the Chun-Li movie, like it was released, it was probably made on like $10.
It's like a B movie, right?
Yeah, and like I don't even, I think it was in the
theater. They did that for beer and pizza.
It was like a week, you know, but anyway, like I'm really confused as to why this guy still has a career. I mean, how many horrible movies can you make?
U-Bowl.
But again, you're talking like a super.
But U-Bowl is almost ironic at this point.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, this one was supposed to be the one where Shyamalan was supposed to make up for all his crap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his apology.
So far.
It was a no-brainer. He shouldn't have just been able to just go for it. Just do it by the numbers, just the way the cartoon did it, and he would have had a hit.
Prozac, you sound like you're a fan of the cartoon. Can you brief us?
It's the best.
Can you explain it to us, the cartoon?
Okay, the cartoon, it's basically a take on old Kung Fu. It's probably the best cartoon that came out of original concept from Nickelodeon.
Besides Ren and Stimpy.
Nickelodeon.
And the
what about David the Gnome?
David the Gnome is great. The Kung Fu Masters to actually help out in the designing of the show.
Right.
And they had these four kingdoms. So the Fire Kingdom, Water Kingdom, Earth Kingdom.
Heart Kingdom.
And the Airbenders.
Damn it.
And this kid was the last one who was just like frozen in a block of ice.
Like Captain America.
And he's supposed to be like the savior. He's like sort of the Jesus story of it, the allegory.
Now, my understanding is, at least the one review on Film Drunk said his powers are essentially like having two leaf blowers on your arms.
That sounds gay.
What power level are we talking
here?
The
way they do it in the cartoon, it actually works.
Like, can you give some examples of his power?
Yeah, so it's... Okay, like, he can manipulate wind any way he wants, so he can use... I mean, he can use a form of, like, leaf blower power.
After a couple beers and some taco,
okay. With the force, but... You know, but he can... There's a lot of other ways he can manipulate it, plus it's more... The other powers that he gets, you know, the fire wielders, and then the water and ice wielders, and then the earthbenders, it's like they can basically use the force to like pick up giant bricks and giant mountains and pretty much throw them at people.
It's actually a very violent
yeah.
Like war-oriented cartoon.
If there are firebenders, why isn't the movie about a firebender? Because that sounds way fucking cool.
Like the last three firebenders.
Well, yeah. They're the bad guys.
Firebenders are
bad. All right, fair enough.
Well, no, because there's the fire guys are badass. They're taking over the planet.
Because they have the firepower.
And this way, you know, this airbender is the savior.
Right. Mm. So he's the Jesus.
Couldn't he just blow out the fire?
I know it's one of those things that if you try and explain it in 5 seconds, it sounds
right,
crazy.
I understand.
I didn't even watch the cartoon for the first year, 4 years it was out. But once I actually sat down and watched an episode, I was hooked.
Yeah, well, I'm not bashing the cartoon. I'm sure the cartoon is great. I just really relish in M. Night Shyamalan's continual failure.
Can we do something real quick?
What?
Prozac.
Oh, yeah. M. Night, after this one, he is done.
See, I bet you...
If he fucks this up, then he is fired from Hollywood.
I bet you he's not, though. I don't know why it is. I think that he'll continue to make fucking terrible movies.
Like maybe he gives a great blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
the both responses.
And while we're talking about movies, I guess I can go ahead and do this now. We got so much.
Wait,
to
is
get.
It on the list? All right, we gotta start running down this.
Well,
list.
I was gonna talk.
I just wanted to try something real quick.
Go ahead.
Just
join the play. Ahead.
All right. What?
Coming to us live from the scene, Prozac Man. Prozac, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
That's pretty funny.
All right, let's get started.
2 second delay.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
It's on the list.
It's like just pretend I'm in China.
No, I can't do that.
I
don't like it.
It's something that I had to tell you about. It's a movie I finally watched. It got a lot of fucking hype from the horror community. A lot of people on the internet have been abuzz about it because GIFs have been thrown about and this and that.
GIFs?
Is it GIFs or
I don't know.
I always say GIFs.
It's probably clips, either right? One.
Huh?
Clips, right?
No, human centipede.
I've never heard of this until you
asked him out.
You got the internet right now.
Yeah,
pull up, just go image search it, and that'll be enough to
they make a chew toy for dogs.
Which is hilarious. But, okay. Let me just say, in the most brief terms I can tell you, if you've seen the pictures of human centipede,
is she getting raped?
Go
by
back,
a human
go back,
centipede?
Go back.
No,
to those
you
other
need
pictures.
A bigger,
a better picture.
All right,
go with that one.
I guess I'll just start out by saying that human centipede
If are their heads up each other's asses,
well,
literally?
No, they're sewed. All right, I'll explain.
What?
Let me just start off by saying that if you've seen the pictures for Human Centipede of three people sewn together, basically ass to mouth, or you just heard that description and thought to yourself, wow, that sounds really fucking weird. I should probably watch this movie just to see what the hell is going on. Don't. Just stay away.
I feel 90, like I need
no,
to.
I no, have to no, now. No, no, no.
Yeah.
90 minutes of nothing. The movie, alright, I guess I'll start off by giving a brief description of the plot. And we're on camera, so I can do this. Plot.
Don't air quote.
Doing the air quotes.
He can air quote.
Human Centipede is about a doctor who decides that he wants to make a human centipede out of people by...
I have to share this with everybody. I don't know.
That's actually an overlay, what Vinny's pulled up.
You can see this.
That's an overlay that's actually shown in the movie when he's describing what he's going to do to
people. Can everybody see that? Because I think that's fucking hilarious.
Anyway, this doctor, he decides that he wants to sew three people together.
Yes.
To sew three people together as a human centipede. Why? Because, I don't know, because they never explain it. That's all you get. He kidnaps these two girls and this Asian guy, and then he sews them together.
In what order?
And that's not,
and then what happens?
That's it! The fuck.
Girl, boy, girl?
It's, no. The Asian guy's at front.
So they're licking his dong bag.
The Asian guy's up front, and the two chicks are in the back. And obviously the middle piece gets it the worst. And they try to explain that...
Why does the middle piece get it the worst?
Because the middle piece has got it in both ends. Think about it.
There's nothing coming from the back.
Well, if they shit, they're all their... Like,
right, but they're shitting into someone's mouth.
That looks awesome.
That does look kind of neat.
Yeah.
Anyway, the movie makes...
So was the Asian guy just hard the entire time? He's getting to shit in girls' mouths?
I mean, they didn't really... No, I mean, they're...
Oh.
They, well, I read things!
Because the thing is, like, that... Okay, so the movie has no purpose, and it takes forever to get, like... The only thing that's
disgusting.
The payoff is going to be seeing these people sewn together, you know, like the human centipede, that the titular thing of the whole movie. And it takes literally 70 minutes to get to that point, and it's so fucking boring. I mean, I was fast forwarding through the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And bad acting is par for the course in a horror movie.
Yeah.
You know, you accept things. Like if a movie's cool, like, you know, like the first Hellraiser movie, for example. Acting's
wasn't
not
the best movie,
acting's
but a cool
not
idea.
Great movie for a horror movie. Great movie. Right. Acting sucks, but you
wouldn't.
But this movie is just built around a really horrible premise, and it's just nothing. It's like the most boring.
See, I feel like the premise is pretty awesome.
Wait and watch the movie.
I wish there was a point.
There's no, like, give me like an explanation as to why he wants to do this, or like give me something beyond just like. The way
so this is against their will, right?
It just felt... Yeah, they're abducted.
Okay.
But to me, the whole movie felt like...
What?
People would volunteer for what? That?
I don't know. It sounds like a horror movie.
It's a movie. You can make it weird. Yeah. But I guess the thing is, like... the point I'm trying to make is that, like, it felt like the director and the writer, who's the same person, he came up with this idea, and he couldn't... Like, I do this a lot, like, in my own, like, writing, and when I come up with stuff. I come up with, like, an idea, but I can't think of anything around it.
Like, so, you got a good scene, but you have nowhere to go
like
from
snakes
it,
on a plane.
Or nowhere to get there.
Exactly.
Fuck you, snakes on a plane. It's awesome.
But nah. I'm just saying, like I think he came up with this idea and then was just like, I can't think of anything else, but he just made the movie anyway. Because, like, it's so pointless. Like, the whole movie, and the whole time you're like, well, give me something. And and I guess, like, it sells itself on being gross. But even the grossness...
Do people have to poo while they're
sleeping? Yeah, there's one scene where... So after he surgically attaches all the people together, for some reason, unbeknownst to anyone, and audience included, he decides to like treat the new human centipede as a dog.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he makes like trains it, and it's just like, and at one point the Chinese guy has to shit, and it's actually one of the only enjoyable parts of the movie because it was just funny as hell. The guy who the main guy, the doctor, who's German, who by the way. It's a shame that he sucks at acting. I mean, he's real bad. He's got a really fantastic look for horror movies because if you see the guy, he looks...
He's got like a Dr. Giggles look.
He looks... You know what he looks like? He looks like fucking Boris Karloff. Like, he's got this really weird look to him. I mean, it's not like makeup. It's just... Nah, that's none of those people. He's right in the corner there.
So here he is.
Yeah.
You can barely see him.
But he's fucking creepy.
That's him right... Wait, go back.
They're in that lab coat.
Here.
Yeah. I mean, he's freaky looking guy. I mean, he looks... It's a shame. Like I said, he's so bad.
And it never discusses his motivation.
Here, this is what you get. At one point, he's got like this surgery room set up, and he has all the victims down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only motivation that you get for the whole movie is he explains like that he was like the best doctor ever at disconnecting Siamese twins, surgically
separating. Twins.
Separating. Thank you.
Okay.
At Siamese twins, and he was the best at it ever. And then he just goes to how he made his. He had three German shepherds that he did this to, and like that's it. Like that's all you get. Like there's nothing. There's like no.
So he surgically attaches the face to the.
Yeah,
eyes.
He cuts. He explains like the whole procedure. Like he has to like basically like sews. Like he has to cut open their anus, and then he sews their mouths into like he has to make like. This, like, almost, like, mandible thing that kind of goes into their faces.
Tim really wants to know what happens when the Asian guy takes a shit.
Oh, what happens is, and like I said, it's one of the only scenes that I actually thought was kind of funny. He shits, and the doctor's just like, yes, feed her!
Oh.
And, you know, nothing ever comes of it. They go out, they cut from that scene, and nothing really happens. Like, you don't, I was really kind of, because... The one thing that he kept, like, the doctor kept saying he was proud of when he was showing, like, the procedure on those little overlays that you pulled up. That drawing that you had, that's one of the overlays he shows.
Did you do it on PowerPoint?
He's got, like, an old school, like, your elementary school projector.
An overhead.
Yeah. So, anyway, he's like, well, all their digestive tracts are together. I don't know how that would work. So, I thought that they were building to... Like, you were gonna see the head guy eat something, and then the last person shit it out.
That would make sense.
Like, she sits out like silver.
But nothing like that happens.
Oh.
I could tell you what happens at the very, there's something that happens at the very end that makes absolutely no sense.
They make a band?
And no. I guess spoiler alert. If this movie was any good, I wouldn't bother spoiling this. But the first piece, there's a chance at the very end of the movie where, well, it's really hilarious. The cops show up to investigate, and the German guy, the doctor, he acts so conspicuous, like the most conspicuous you've ever seen. And the cops are like, oh, okay. And he's like, I have to tend to my sciences or something ridiculous. So he goes back downstairs to where the human centipede is and tortures him some more, then goes upstairs and talks to the cops. Like, it's like, what the fuck is going on?
So it's a good movie.
It's awful.
Does he torture the human centipede?
He does. I mean, just making them into the human centipede is torture enough.
The idea disgusts me. I'm not going to lie. It makes me feel ill.
But it's not...
Pretty gross.
It's not... that's not enough. Trust me, if you watch this...
It can't carry 90 minutes.
The movie... If the movie was 5 minutes long, I'd have been like, okay, I can deal with it. Like, if you can make a short out of that, like...
Right.
I can,
how did it end?
I could see in my mind...
How did it end?
Well, here's the thing. The part I was saying that makes absolutely no fucking sense. So there's a sequence where the human centipede, the three people... kind of have a way out, and they manage to like get upstairs, and they cripple the scientist guy.
How?
They stab him with a scalpel.
Which section does it?
I like the top guy, the only guy that can really see or move his arms very well.
Mm.
Okay, oh, because the other thing too is like he cuts the tendons in their knees, so they always have to stay crawl. Bent. Yeah. Anyway, so there comes a point at the end of the movie where. The mad scientist guy is, like, really hurt, and he's on the same level as they are. Like, he's on his knees, and he's, like, trying to come after him. The head guy, the Japanese guy, has this shard of glass in his hands. And he's, like, you would think he's about to kill the doctor, or at least attempt to.
Right.
And he has this speech about how he thinks that the doctor is God, and how he's a wicked man, and he's being punished for what he's done in life. So then the Japanese guy inexplicitly cuts his own throat and kills himself. It's like, what? And you gotta understand that this whole, like, Taoist idea of, like, him being religious is never explained, never touched on in the rest of the movie at all.
So, like, there's no character development.
No! There's no character development for any of them. But, like, this whole thing about him becoming religious and thinking that the mad scientist is God, it comes so far out of left field, it might as well be in a different fucking stadium. I mean, it's like, what the fuck?
Question.
Yes.
Eight tits.
Yeah, they're boobies.
The middle one is, I mean, they're all naked when they're in the centipede mode. So the middle one, does have her, the middle one does have her tits out, but like her arms are always like real close to her side. So like the way they,
I thought it was two broads.
It is, but the last one doesn't have much tits. The second one has big tits, but the way they shoot it, her arms are always kind of covering
it. Nipple.
You don't really see it.
They don't go out of their way to give you a booby shot.
No.
Not interesting.
No. And so anyway, so the thing is, this is how it ends. For some reason, the headpiece
I can see.
Kills himself. For no reason, kills himself.
Okay.
The last piece.
You commit seppuku.
The ending piece, they describe her as getting really sick. Like, she has an infection and she's dying anyway.
Probably because of all the mouth shit.
Right. Well, anyway, she's dying. So she's left with, so the movie ends with
the middle one attached to two corpses.
Basically, yeah.
Oh.
And in that way, it was almost like, it was just pointless. Oh,
she goes back to college.
And the cops get killed in the most obvious, like the fucking, all right. So this is like the scientist manages to kill the one cop, right?
Oh, wait. Spoiler alert.
I've said spoiler alert in the beginning before.
Pitchfork trap?
No. Get this. The scientist manages.
Spear gun.
He shoots him with a regular
flame
gun.
Flamethrower.
But he's in a house. I mean, he shoots him. You got to be able to hear this gun. He shoots him. The cop fucking walks in and he's in this big pool. His partner is dead in the water, blood all around him. He's like, What's the matter? And he gives the guy enough time, the doctor, to walk behind him and shoot him. It's just like, no gun drawn or anything. Yeah. Well, anyway,
cop's first day.
He shoots the cop. The mad scientist shoots the cop, but the cop still has the wherewithal before he dies to pull his gun out and shoot the mad scientist in the head. But you're still left with that middle piece, assuming that she's just going to die there because she's got no way out.
How did the middle piece breathe?
Her nose was still exposed.
I mean, yeah, right? Her mouth, like, her head is kind of tilted up, so she could still, her nose is still
she's
out.
She's sniffing butt.
Ugh. Yeah, it's gross. But again, the movie is so fucking pointless, and, you know, the thing is, like, it kind of made me think about, like, horror movies nowadays. Like, in horror movies, I love gore. I love gore in horror movies, and I always have. But now I feel like, with, like, modern horror movies, like, that's, like, you don't even get anything besides that. Like,
have you heard about that Killer Inside Me movie?
No.
With Casey Affleck?
No, I haven't heard about that.
It's supposed to be real. It's like, people are walking, I don't know, it's some sort of, like, serial killer movie, apparently. But it's, like, really visceral and, like, really, apparently it doesn't shy away to the point where people were, the biggest compliment this movie's gotten is that it's so bad people walk out of the theater, just, it's too much to look at.
Oh, people are pussies. But, I'll check that out. Sounds cool. But, just most modern horror movies now, like, I've seen lately, stuff that has been getting kind of hype in the horror world, like this movie.
I know what you did last summer.
No, like this movie, a couple of French movies that I saw that I reviewed on my YouTube channel, Martyrs and Inside, like, they're just like Human Centipede. They're all, like, about one kind of gruesome act, and there's nothing around it. Like, there's nothing to sell it. You know, you got a movie like a classic, like, horror movie like Zombie or Dawn of the Dead, for example. Like, there's gore in it, but there's like
a story, right?
There's
Santa Claus.
There's something to it, you know, and it's just like
Christmas sleigh.
I don't know. It's annoying that there's just nothing to these movies now, and like that's what.
How would you have made Human Centipede better?
Well, I would have made it a lot shorter, first of all. Well,
like two people.
Well, no, not the centipede.
Nah.
Oh, by the way, I'm glad you brought this up, and I will answer your question. But there's going to be a sequel to Human Centipede. It's being worked on right now. It's called the first one is called Human Centipede. The first segment. That's what it's called. That's
no,
the
sequence.
Sequence. Excuse me. It's called Human Centipede. The first sequence. The second Human Centipede movie is called The Full Sequence, and the director has gone to say that this centipede in the second one will have 12 people involved. So, like, that, see, that in itself points out that the director has no fucking idea how to make a movie, because he's like, well, all I have to do to make this movie better is just add more people to the Human Centipede.
He should have 5, he should have 25 people, so you get the true 100 arms.
But anyway, yeah. How would I make Human Centipede better?
Right.
I would, first of all, I'd probably decline it, but you have to give the doctor motivation, first
what
of all.
What would your motivation be?
Well, I don't know. It's a very weak concept to me. Like, that's why I would throw it out, because...
His niece was murdered.
What?
Why? By a centipede.
By a centipede. He really liked the arcade game. Centipede.
What if the, none of the patients that he had previously paid their bills. So he goes after all the Siamese twins.
That's not bad.
And he separates
and he sews them back together.
See that?
Oh, yeah!
Well, that's... Prozac Man's better at this
than you. Go, Prozac.
Well, I never said... I told you, I would have never written the movie.
What if the centipede was a monster and you turned it into, like, a whole... Like, that's the thing. Like Jurassic Park, except human centipede.
Right. What if it's a robot?
I'm just kidding. I'm still trying to figure out what Vinny just said.
But like Jurassic Park.
But with centipedes?
With human centipedes.
Right. Like he starts his own game preserve.
So there's like people attached, like what you just saw?
Yeah. Or? Well, like he made a whole game preserve.
Full of human centipedes. And they're all monsters and they're vicious and they want to kill other people and they all have steel jaws.
Better.
Megalodon teeth.
That would have been much better than the movie.
And one of them's a toaster.
One of them is a toaster.
Well, that'd be like a sequel to Splice.
I've yet to see that.
Yeah, you gotta see Splice. Did you see
Splice?
I'll
go see it with you if you wanna go.
I wanna see it, yeah.
I'll see it again.
Okay, how about this?
No, I've been dying to see it.
In short, it was good. In short, I'll just say, and again, I can't come up with his motivation, but give me, my point is that you need something to sell that movie. You can't have a movie.
Got it.
You can't have a movie for that long. If you're gonna have a movie that's that long and just pacing,
put Mel Gibson in it.
You need a payoff. You need something that, like,
got me through two cassettes of Braveheart.
That's right.
What about this? It's World War II.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing this to captured American GIs.
It's not bad.
To whore or to the Jews.
Well, or you could do... See, there's like a movie... There's a Japanese...
The Nazis are making a new super soldier out of more soldiers.
Well, it's not bad.
But what if they make it like a Voltron?
It's
sort of a centipede.
It's got people for legs.
Each leg's a person.
People for
and
arms.
There's a person in the middle, and each person's an arm.
Well, there's... I mean, you could do that. You could make it about, like, Nazi atrocities because there is, you know, historical factual...
And we'll call it Nostrocities.
All right, let's move
or
on.
Or Atroc-Nazis.
Right, well. I like that. Atroc-Nazis. That's the title of today's episode. Atroc-Nazis.
So we've established that me and Prozac are better at this than TJ.
You fail.
In short, no, the director of Human Centipede fails. That movie is terrible.
Yeah.
If you get curious, I know that people, like...
I'm going
to
watch it.
Here's what you can
do. I have to know what happens.
All right, here's my only advice. You can go online, and people have made, like I said, the animated GIFs that show the Human Centipede walking around. That's all you need to see.
Yeah.
Is that
at least entertainment?
That would be entertainment. It's 5 seconds long. That's as long as you could take that movie.
It looks like a Cirque du Soleil.
Now here you go. If you feel the need that you won't listen to my warnings and have to go watch it, just watch it where you can fast forward it. I mean, that way, you know,
you don't see it in art house.
Watch it home on DVD and just fucking
with a nice bottle of Chablis.
Fast forward. There you go.
Yeah.
There's
They're
the.
They're not walking though.
Is
that the one you're talking about?
Well, yeah, but that's where they, when they first wake up after the surgery.
How does he drug him? Darts?
No, he's just like the two girls, their car breaks down.
Convenient.
And he gives them he says that he gives them the rape drug. It's funny, he's like, it's the rape drug. Eliminates memory. Like, it makes you very tired.
Rufinol? What is it? Rufinol?
Rufinol, I don't know. But, anyway, don't see Human Centipede. Resist.
Aquanauts.
Resist. 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 It is terrible.
Aquanauts?
And it's not even terrible, like, you know, sometimes we can be so terrible it's fun to watch.
Right.
But it isn't this. This movie is terrible and slow and just... And again, no payoff. I mean, really, like, the goriness that you'd expect... Isn't really
it's just
there.
Poop in the mouth.
But you don't see anything, and it's not like... See, that's the other thing. We're talking about how I would try to make it better. Again, I think the movie's shit. But, like, the movie is sold. The reason you want to see it is because the movie's so gruesome.
What if it's in space?
The idea is so gruesome.
In space.
So why don't you make
in
the movie...
Space.
Why don't you make the movie really fucking gruesome and hard to watch?
What if it's in space?
No.
In space.
But,
what
anyway,
if it's in space?
It could be in space.
Still...
In space.
But.
Don't stop staring at the camera.
Anyway.
Oh, wait, for good movies, did you guys ever watch, of Unknown Origin yet?
Not yet. My Netflix is screwing me. It's on my queue, and they say that it's one of the ones that they're gonna have to mail me. It's not in a local distributor.
Weak. All right, let's move on. We're done with Human Centipede. What's next on the list?
I don't know. I can't see that far away.
Megan Fox married Austin Brian Green.
Brian Austin Green.
Yeah. How was that, and why do I care?
He was on 90210, and, you know,
secret wedding.
Yeah, Megan Fox is married to some loser. You know, is... go ahead.
Stub thumbs.
Anyway.
He was also on Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
That's right. He was.
The TV show?
Yeah. The thing about Megan Fox, you know, she was in another bomb.
She has hideous thumbs.
She was in that Jonah Hex movie that tanked.
Shame.
Is it time for her to not be famous anymore? I mean, she's not...
It's time for her to do centerfold.
She needs to be in porn, right?
Yeah, she needs to get to porn.
I think she's actually has the potential to be a decent actress.
Wow, what makes you think that? What would ever give you that indication?
Was it all of the four lines she had in Transformers?
I enjoyed her in Jennifer's Body. I'll say it. I'll be the first one to say it.
I haven't seen that yet.
That movie was... I enjoyed it, but it was one of those movies I thought was so bad it was entertaining.
It's campy.
But it was, like, I don't think it was an intentionally campy movie. Especially if you watch the director's commentary.
I don't know, the whole bit with the band and everything, those guys were being too goofy for that not to be real.
I don't know, you should watch the director's commentary with Diablo Cody. It's one of the, I think I talked about this on the show. It's one of the most entertaining commentaries I've ever heard.
Was she way up her own ass?
Well, Diablo Cody is way up her own ass.
Who the fuck is that?
She wrote Juno, and she wrote Jennifer's Body. But she's very, like, pretentious and, like, thinks everything she does is high art. And the way that she talks about Jennifer's Body, you'd think that she wrote The Godfather. And Eli Roth is also in the room. Eli Roth rips her apart. It's the,
is this something I can watch on the YouTubes?
Yeah, I don't know. It's on the Jennifer's Body DVD commentary.
I'm not buying that.
I got it from Netflix because I kept reading on the internet how funny the commentary was. That's the only way I watched the movie. So I truly haven't really watched the movie because I was watching it with people talking through it.
Okay.
But there's there's awkward silences in the movie because Roth is being so mean to her because she says these really pompous things and Roth just calls her out on it. He's like, yeah, because nobody says whatever in a movie anymore. That's amazing. And it's just silence. It's so funny.
I like that.
Eli Roth is awesome.
It's pretty funny.
The bear Jew.
It's pretty funny.
The bear Jew.
All right, what else?
All right, so Robert Ebert.
Robert Ebert?
Back in...
Roger Ebert.
What did I write?
Robert.
I wrote Robert.
Lesser known younger brother.
Roger Ebert.
I never knew his first name until they were... Anyway, Ebert, I guess a year ago, said video games can never be art.
Yeah.
And then, just recently, he decided to backpedal on that because alright, this is what he said. Saying is that video games cannot, in principle, be art.
Right, that's not backpedaling. That's saying, leave me alone.
That was a foolish position to take, particularly as it seemed to apply to the entire unseen future of games.
Right.
This was pointed out to me maybe hundreds of times. How could I disagree? It is quite possible that a game could be art in the future.
See, I agree with Goggs. I think that's him just
right here.
I think that's him just going, leave me alone.
Ebert still believes that video games can never be art. So this is him just saying, okay, kids, I'm sorry I said Santa Claus was fake. He's real, okay? He's real.
Well, that makes
it's
it even...
patronizing.
That makes it even worse for me.
It's patronizing.
Yeah. I think he's a prick.
I would have more respect for him just to stick to his guns on his original opinion.
Go fuck yourself, old man.
I like that.
The last thing is he can never yell back at us. That's mean.
So do you guys think that video games are art?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
How?
I mean, you look at something like...
I've had more moving experiences with video games than I had staring at a painting.
I agree. I mean, how... I mean, think about...
It's emotionally engaging.
It is
emotionally
engaging.
Think about what it takes to make a video game. You know, you have art design, you have music design, sound design.
Art design.
Yeah, I mean, you have...
I think...
It's just like making a movie. It's actually more intense than making a movie because... Whereas a filmmaker has to engage your audience from, you know, a singular vision. You know what I mean? That's what a movie is. You gotta pull somebody...
From the eyes.
A video game has to be engrossing on a lot of different levels. They have to pull you in with... a lot of different things, and that in itself is an art form. It's not something that anyone can do, and it's very difficult.
I believe Ebert's stance on it is, if I remember his original common was that the by virtue of the fact that the user or the person observing the art can manipulate it, therefore you can never really transmit your full artistic vision.
I don't buy that.
No, I'm just saying that's his stance.
Well, he's obviously never played a Metal Gear Solid game.
but his stance being that you really can't impose your complete vision on it because you're giving too much control to the person taking in. I would counter that art's up for everybody's interpretation in the first place.
Absolutely.
And so by giving that level of interactivity, it's making an even more in-depth experience.
I agree.
For example, I played Mass Effect 2 recently and beat it.
Mm-hmm.
I spent literally 10 minutes staring at my TV trying to figure out the last decision I would have to make in that game because it was a moral choice that it was painted very well in an excellent shade of gray. And all I could think was, well, what are the implications if I do this versus that? It engaged me in a way that, beyond movies...
Don't stab the babies or stab the babies.
It's better than that.
Yeah, it's a tough decision.
But I'm saying, like, video games and, like, games like Uncharted 2, which is an incredibly cinematic experience.
Absolutely.
Or Gears of War, even. Or Metal Gear Solid.
Red Dead, for that matter.
Red Dead. All of these
fucking movie.
Yeah, think about it.
High production. If you can say movies are art.
And that, yeah, if the bottom line is if a movie is art, then video games are art. Look at Red Dead and the acting and, like I said, the multiple tiers of creativity that go into making a video game, more than enough qualified to
I
be
guess,
art.
What like, how is a video game not art?
Because I'll tell you why. I'll look at it through Roger Ebert's fucking... Roger Ebert is looking down on video games because he's like the old... He's like your grandpa.
Oh, I get that.
Like, he still remembers it at... Like, he doesn't have any respect for video games.
If he can see movies as art.
But he
I
lived
don't
through
understand.
When... I think he lived through when movies... He was one of the pioneers saying that movies were art. Like, yeah. People wouldn't consider movies... I'm pretty sure...
He's not that old.
No, I think that it really... To take movies as an art form, he was one of the guys that really kind of brought... pioneered that idea.
My basic point is I'm sure that Roger Ebert is just a cynical old man that doesn't respect video games, doesn't know it, and he's just like, damn these kids and their moving pictures with their Nintendos.
Grease the video game, not art. Dance Dance Revolution, not art.
No, yeah, I'll give that.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Ugh.
Already is shit. That new one that's going
to
come out.
What happened to that? Is that ever coming out? The Last Guardian? Is that?
They didn't even show it. It's still coming.
Yeah.
They still had some. They just didn't show it at the Sony press conference.
Oh.
But apparently they still had clips of it at E3.
But anyway. Let's move on.
All right. How about this? Full seat.
Well, the thing about video games is that even if you take the whole thing, if you say that is an art, all the components that make up the video game. Are art.
Right, exactly. Right. I was saying that earlier. Yeah, definitely.
The music, all the surfacing on it, somebody had to draw the surfaces. Somebody had to make the bump maps. Somebody had to do the voice acting. Somebody had to play the music.
Storyboard, all that stuff out.
All those things are considered art in and of themselves.
Absolutely.
So when you put them all together, do they suddenly no longer become art?
No longer art.
If some douchebag can put a pile of razor blades on a pedestal in a gallery and shine a tight spotlight on it and say that's art, I don't get how video games aren't art.
I agree. All right, moving on.
Fruit's probably wearing a scarf.
Full television seasons on Hulu.
Is that free, though?
No, it's monthly.
Yeah.
$10 a month. How much do you pay for cable?
Like 80.
Yeah.
But I get the internets, too.
$80 a month. Well, you'd need the internets to watch the Hulu.
Yeah.
Do they start that already?
I don't know if they've started it yet, but...
How many networks do they have affiliated?
I don't know the numbers. But just, let's from a theoretical
And the other
standard.
Thing is, the other question, how soon do you get them?
Like, that's a good question.
What's the turnaround, you know?
Let's assume...
Well, the bad news is for me, like, honestly, why I get cable, I don't know, because I don't watch much TV anyway.
I don't watch TV
either. And the TV that I do watch, I tend to get from certain bays. Or certain junkies that I know on the internet. I don't ever actually watch TV shows on TV. I either watch them on DVD or through other means.
Yeah, I never watch TV anymore.
Oh, by the way, speaking of TV, the new season of Penn & Teller's Bullshit is awesome.
Nice.
It's like 4 episodes deep. It's really good.
Now, well, the Hulu thing is, if they get the full library, the whole gamut, then that's outstanding.
That sells it, right?
It's really.
But then there's a question of whether these cable providers... Jesus fucking Christ, I'm going to... It's a question of whether these cable providers decide to start jacking up the price of their internet because everybody's going to start quitting cable. Because they're the same guys that provide the internet, so you're going to have a third-party internet provider.
This is true.
Or if they start cranking down your bandwidth because you're streaming this too much movies. Yeah.
Now, how about, along the same lines, streaming video games?
How is that ever going to work, though?
You hate it? You hate it.
I hate the idea.
I like the idea.
I do.
I love it if it works.
What if it works flawlessly?
It won't.
What if it did?
My internet goes out, I can't play video games.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if you're okay.
What?
Go potty.
Don't.
So if your internet goes out, your power's probably out.
No, not true. My internet has failed without the power failing.
It's always got to be difficult.
It's always got to be difficult.
I bet there's lag.
What if there was?
You're saying that, yeah. If
you can guarantee me, that I can always play video games all the time, if you promise me my internet will never go out, yes.
I wish you could see how angry he
is.
I'm
going to the restaurant. I guarantee it.
If it works, and I agree with God, it's very, like, that's the first thing I said when I read about this.
Yeah.
And I don't know the name of the company that's doing it.
I forget. On Live.
But yeah, they're saying that streaming video games, if it works like they advertise, it's a great idea.
Well, so apparently they've already got, apparently it's already working. So they've got people that are beta testing it or whatever from their homes, right. You know, who have, I could see like somebody with a fiber optic connection. Like here, our shit's pretty fast. I mean, we've got Skype running, we're streaming video at the same
just
time.
I just got
we're
Fios.
Browsing the internet.
It's pretty sweet.
That's what we have, Fios. So fiber optics is awesome fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's possible, as long as everything has that kind of speed. Now, if you're on dial-up or DSL or some shit like that.
Did you see one of the Scandinavian countries, I want to say it was Norway,
yeah.
They said that they've made broadband internet like a legal right that
That's
everyone
awesome.
Has to have. Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
I forget which country it is. I think it's Norway.
Now, what's the subscription fee? That's my next question.
$9.99. It's not bad.
So the subscription fee is $9.99. You have
unlimited?
To...
Unlimited?
No, and that's the thing. So you still have to
How
pay...
How much is the little box?
Oh, I don't know. I
still
hardware. The $9.99.
Oh, covers it like the rental. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think right now it's only a PC thing.
Okay.
Right. So.
Oh wait. So in the future, it could be consoles as well.
No, the idea is you can play console games from. If I'm thinking of the same thing, Did you link an article? Because I've heard of the same thing before. I think Virgin.
Yeah.
I think it's that guy Richard Branson from Virgin Atlantic. He's trying to purport that. He's trying to push this. It's. Yeah, the idea is you can play console games without the console.
Wow.
One of the main selling points is, say you want to play some computer game, say you want to play Crysis at your house,
yeah.
You're guaranteed that the rig that's running on
is gonna play it
can play it fast.
Wow. So they have this little micro console here, and that hooks up to your TV, and then you've got your controller, which communicates with the micro console, or you can do it from your PC or Mac. So yeah, so you're gonna have console games.
And no games to haul around, and you can, if that works, it's incredible.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's gonna work.
Yeah, but in Japan where everything's fucking wired,
right.
And everything's super goddamn fast, mm-hmm. It would work perfect over there. And I can only imagine that eventually we're gonna have that here, at least in the major metropolitan areas.
Good luck getting, you're not gonna get Sony of America or Microsoft Game Studios, or Nintendo of America games on that.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, they'll have to pay for the rights or whatever.
They won't sell it. Because they're not going to not sell consoles.
Right. True. Well, you know, I mean, what if in the future, like in the distant
future...
Apparently,
just looking at what they got now, they got Batman, Arkham Asylum, they got Borderlands,
Dragon Age, Just Cause,
right.
Harry Potter, Mass Effect 2.
How much is it?
It's $9.99 a month. I know that.
How long? What's the minimum subscription? What's the contract?
We're going to find out. Online, first year is free. Optional second year is $4.95 a month.
$5.
As a group, we should buy one and test it.
Well, I don't think it's not available in this area. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, how is it not available in this area?
It's got a beta sign up.
Oh.
Yeah. So it may not be available yet. But I think in the future, like, honestly, if everything's hooked up, why wouldn't that just be the future?
Be cool if it was. I mean, I think we can all agree.
It's going to strain bandwidth.
Once it gets to a certain point, it's not.
Once the infrastructure gets there,
yeah.
Right now it's not there.
No, right now it's not. I'm not saying right now. I'm saying in the future.
It's interesting.
In the future where the internet never goes out?
15 years.
I think we could all agree, though, that it'd be awesome to not have a bunch of games lying around. Like,
not
if,
true.
If everything was...
Now, here, I'm kind of with Gogs on this
like
one, but
having.
I kind of like... I like my stack.
See, I don't, man.
I like the having.
Yeah, I would like having. I would rather... Like, if I could have... Like, for example, like, oh, last weekend, I bought a bookshelf, and I put all my fucking DVDs on it, which, by the way, if anyone listening has my Godfather trilogy, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. You have a bunch of my movies, and I accounted for all those, but I'm missing my Godfather trilogy, and that really bothers me.
Chirps your bird?
It does chirp,
chirp
my bird.
Your bird.
But anyway, I put together, Anthony, thank you, put together this giant DVD shelf that I keep saying we, that I bought and Anthony put together, because he's a nice guy. But I would much, if I could get all my games, all my DVDs in like a little fucking, like, if I could iPod all my movies and games, you know, like I used to carry around a giant CD book. Literally a 500-page CD book. If I could do... And now I just have my iPod that has everything that I own music-wise.
Yeah, but you still tiny own iPod. It.
But yeah.
Well, and it doesn't require an internet connection.
That's the same thing I'm saying.
What if you had to put all your music collection on a cloud?
Well, I wouldn't do that. I already do that.
And the only way you couldn't... It wasn't just on... Your iPod always had to be connected and stream it from
what
somewhere.
What if you could download it locally and keep it on your hard drive?
If I could keep... That's
now I'm interested.
Yeah.
If I can zap a game onto my hard drive...
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I would want.
I'd be interested
now,
in that.
Now, I don't think they'd do this, but I think if they could... That look, I'm not backing these guys. I just like the idea. I'm not going to buy this. Because it has all the faults that you're pointing out. You're absolutely correct. But it's a start, you know? Like,
I'm trying to do the math in my head. If I... The cost of my console, plus all the games, for the amount of time I could play that, is that still more... It's probably still more than $10 a month.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Significantly more money. Like, it's that, and that's the other thing. For somebody without a lot of dough,
yeah.
That's a great alternative, as long as you've got high speed internet.
I mean,
that's the other problem.
$60 a month. I mean,
somebody who doesn't have high speed internet probably doesn't have the money to pay for this.
I mean, like, think about how much games are nowadays, and like $60 a fucking game. Yeah, I mean, it's.
Now, my next question is how many copies of any one program would they have?
What do you mean?
What does that mean? I don't understand.
Like, wouldn't you need but so many licenses? Could you run an infinite... Like, say everyone... Say it's Gears of War 3 day.
Yeah.
And there's a million... Let's say this thing builds up to... Let's say 200,000 users. Yeah. Would they have the ability to play that game 200,000 times over? If everyone decided to play it?
I'm sure they had that thought out.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's...
I'm sure they don't.
Why wouldn't they?
That's because it's not launched yet.
That's like their whole business, though. That's like, I'm sure that they...
But it hasn't been stress tested yet.
That's what they're doing now.
But they're not having everyone play the same game, are they?
I'm sure that they've thought that out.
I mean, if that's your bit...
Well, I mean, I'd like to know what their... I would like to know what their limit is. Because, like, for example, at my work, we use this CAD software program. We use it on a network.
Yeah.
But we have X amount of licenses for it.
Sure.
So, after X amount of people get into it,
right.
You need someone else to quit the program before you can get onto it.
Sure.
I don't see... I'm trying to think, how does the game developer make money? Because if I'm...
I'm sure they're
if
either,
I'm
they're
Epic
either
Games,
paying... Maybe they're paying royalties for every single person who plays the game.
That would be the only way
maybe,
it would work.
Or
maybe
they made out a deal.
Fee, yeah.
Or they've made a deal with these developers to not to waive those licensing
fees.
Yeah,
think
fees.
About that. As a developer, right? Say you don't have funding yet for a game,
right.
But you've got this company that likes to stream
it's
shit. And they're like, hey, look,
essentially like
you guys need startup capital.
Yeah.
We're going to give you up front, you know, $1 million, and after that, we get to stream your shit.
I imagine it'll be like a Steam situation where you'll probably get a lot of like small development companies making games
yeah.
for this thing.
Oh, you probably get a lot of Peggles and shit. But I'm saying like a game. So your Cliff Bleszinski, your 3D Realms, your whatever, right? Nowadays a game costs almost as much as a movie to make.
Sure,
a game could cost
sometimes
like
more.
Six,
yeah.
A game could cost like $30 million to develop.
Absolutely.
So you put in that, you invest that, hoping to sell a ton of discs at $60 a pop. So I guess what's your pay? What are you getting? I guess where's your payback there if you're selling? Even when you go to a rental situation, you're selling to a Blockbuster, they're still paying full price.
Here's
for the game.
The other. Well, all right. So here's the other thing. Anybody? So you pay the monthly fee to have the service,
right?
But every time you play a game, you pay like you can rent the game for 3 days, and that costs $5,
right?
Or you can buy the game from them, and you have to pay them for the game. So every time you play a game, you have to buy it. On top of the
is that true?
Yes, that's true.
That's a fucking ripoff.
I don't think so.
I'm paying $10 a month, and on top of that, I'm paying $10 a month just to look at shit, and yeah. Now I gotta pay more to play a game?
To run them, yeah.
Fuck that. That's fucking retarded. $10 a month to play anything? I like that idea.
Wait, what was that? Sorry. Didn't hear you.
That's what Xbox Live does, essentially. Well, you're paying the Xbox Live fee, and then you're buying games off Xbox Live.
But I don't need Xbox. I mean, I don't need Xbox Live to play Red Dead Redemption.
Right, well, I mean, you don't need this. You can go buy a console.
All right, true.
But if I'm paying X amount of dollars a month, the service should be I'm paying this much just to get access to the games?
Well, you also have their hardware. I don't see why you're so against it, quite honestly.
I don't like it.
Look, like I said before, I'm not going to buy. I'm not going to use it when it first comes out.
I might be wrong.
But in 10 or 20 years?
10 or 20 years is total. 10 or 20 years with holodex.
I wonder what Gogs from the future would think of.
Yeah, what do you think Gogs from the future would think about?
I wonder what Gogs from the future might think.
In 10 to 20 years.
Well, hey there, guys!
Hey!
Gogs from the future!
Hey, what's up,
man? I remember that you guys were talking about that cloud gaming machine, and I thought I'd come back to recollect a piece!
It's about time. Yeah. That fucking present Gogs is really.
Did you come back and you're
rubbing my nose?
I did! I slid through the slipstream in my time coffin!
Excellent. So tell us about the gaming of the future.
Did On Live work out in 20 years?
Surprise, surprise! The government inserted microchips into all of our brains. So gaming is free. All I have to do is close my eyes and smack myself in the temple, and I'm Pac-Man.
So
I eat one of my nutrient pills, and then I go to sleep.
Wow.
Do they tax you for that?
Yeah. They do. 90%.
90% of what?
90% tax for video game chips.
Now, 90% of your income?
90% of everything. The food, my air, the water, the gold I'm prospecting on the land.
Prospecting gold in the future?
That's all we can do.
Did they do away with paper currency?
They retroverted back to a strictly material, mineral-based currency.
It's about time. Ron Paul was right.
My land is rich with gold. My neighbor has tons of titanium. Two doors down in the ghetto, all they have is gravel. They can't afford memory game chips. Well, they can't afford the subscription fee. The memory game chips were imposed upon them by our socialist government. Thank you, Obama.
Is Obama still president?
Obama is currently president.
How? He's got to be like 80 or 90 years old.
Obama is now a cyborg tank from the future. to put him in terms that you could most likely understand, he is very much like one of the many incarnations of Megatron from one of the 8 Michael Bay Transformer movies.
You made 8?
You made 8 of them?
Michael Bay is also a cyborg.
is he
the minister of Transformer movies.
Is he the vice president?
The minister of Transformers.
All he does is make Transformer movies for Tyrant King Tank Obama.
If I could change the script a little bit, you know.
Go ahead.
A little bit earlier, I don't know if you remember us talking about this, but I was talking about the career of M. Night Shyamalan. So now, since you've been to the future,
I have. I'm from the future.
How did M. Night Shyamalan's career show up after the Airbender movie?
Airbender became a cult hit in about the year 2036. Surprise! Goddamn surprise!
So what happened to M. Night? Was he dead by
Laserdisc 2 sales? That's right, Laserdiscs come back! Afforded M. Night Shyamalan the ability to be turned into a living beam of energy!
Oh, damn it. That's what I wanted.
So M. Night Shyamalan became like the villain from Tron?
M. Night Shyamalan is much like the MCP! Living beam of energy, Shyamalan has created his own island out of antimatter in dreams. He has been toiling tirelessly on a new movie property ever since.
Sounds about right.
Sounds good.
Cyborg Tank Obama has been thinking about buying this island. Michael Bay wants to help.
Did we live through all this?
You two are currently alive!
What? All right, how are we doing?
That's great.
You guys got sewn together in an awful protest of human centipede.
No, damn it.
You're living on the human centipede reservation that was spawned from this very show.
The irony is
tremendous.
Damn.
Jesus.
That's exactly how I didn't want
to
go.
You're down in the Everglades, sewn together, ass lead a mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to know whose ass is on whose mouth, or should you savor the surprise?
I'd rather find out
when it happens.
Fair enough!
Gox, future Gox, in the future, what's the newest awesome sandwich that somebody like Friendly's or Burger King comes out with?
Sandwiches are no more! Everything is fed to us in small pellets and cubes, which is very convenient for you and your new centipede form!
I suppose that it is.
The fattiest cube, however, is made to taste like 8 pounds of bacon. Wrapped in cheese and then fried in rigatoni. How is something fried in rigatoni? I have no idea. Ask Cybertron Tank Obama.
All right, Gox in the future. We're running really long.
Yeah, we're up to over an hour.
Back to the future I go, trying to avoid being sewn to each other.
Wow, that was
something else.
Gogs, Southern Gogs from the future is really fun.
I like him.
I wish you were more fun, present Gogs from the present.
Well, I guess we just have to wait.
Yeah.
What's up, Prozac?
Are there any Muppets in the future?
We'll post that next time future Gogs shows up, we'll have to have Kermit interview.
Oh, I like Gogs.
That would be good.
To ask about the state of Muppet affairs, because God knows.
Oh, that would be swell.
I just want to know what Cyborg Tank Obama has.
Cybertron Tank Obama.
That's even scary.
All right, you guys, I think we should wrap up.
But we got so much stuff left.
We've gone an hour and a half.
No, it's enough. It's enough. Well, there's really only three things.
Can we talk about that burger, and then we'll...
Yeah, the Friendly's burger meal.
Do we want to do a hypothetical?
No.
Good.
Let's do one.
Where do they get? Do we bring
Friendly's has a hamburger that has two grilled cheese sandwiches. This is why the terrorists hate us.
You think?
Yes, the terrorists hate us because we use sandwiches for bread.
I feel like maybe the terrorists hate us because people like Paris Hilton.
What's it called, Vinny? It's called the Friendly's Burger Melt.
Burger Melt.
Let me explain to you listeners at home what the Friendly's Burger Melt is. Do you like grilled cheese sandwiches? Of course you do.
Who doesn't?
Everybody loves them.
Everybody loves them.
Now take two grilled cheese sandwiches.
Ooh.
Two whole grilled cheese sandwiches. Now, in between those two grilled cheese sandwiches, throw on a giant hamburger patty, bacon, and lettuce, and tomato.
And probably with mayonnaise.
Most likely mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise!
Mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard.
Yes,
the worst.
Mustard mayonnaise.
Mustard mayonnaise.
And that is what makes the Friendly's
burger. I
think
this is a healthy bait and switch.
You think?
I'm for it.
You think?
I mean, it's really just a patty melt with just two extra pieces of bread.
He's right.
But it's got the two...
I don't see the extra fat you get out of not having a normal cheeseburger that I normally get.
I guess it's that the bread's been fried.
Yeah, the bread's
fried. On both
fried.
Sides with butter and cheese.
Yeah, like that. And you get the two pieces of extra cheese.
Side note, bait and switch would be a great name for a strip club.
I like that.
I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the...
Sorry, I think we're seeing chicks, but it's dudes.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's a great concept. I don't know how I want to execute that.
Last for a week.
What was that TV show idea we had? It was you.
It was the gay roulette wheel.
No, it was
what?
No, it was a it was glory hole roulette.
That's right. Yeah,
$50,000 to stick your dick in a hole. You will get a blowjob. However, depending on what your let's say you want to play for $10,000. $10,000. There's a 50% chance it's a chick. 50% chance it's a dude. $100,000. There's a 95% chance of the dude, 5% chance of the chick. You will get a blowjob, you will get paid, but you have to find out who blew you at the end.
I like it, dude.
You can't find out until you complete, and you don't get paid until you complete.
Oh, you have to completion.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I wouldn't want to participate.
Right,
I
wouldn't either.
Idea.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I think it would work on the internet.
Now, did you pick this hypothetical?
I just picked it randomly out of the center, but it's got a great name.
The Porn Painter.
The Porn Painter. Now, should we just go with the summary at the bottom instead of the fucking retarded story?
I like the setup.
Read it.
Nah,
read
go
it.
Ahead.
Read it. Not out loud.
It wouldn't make any sense if we just went with the summary.
Well, here, read it in your head.
You just said.
And then summarize it for us, because these stories are way, 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 way too long. We gave hypotheticals all kinds of praise last time because TJ read one of the summarized versions of the questions on the back of the book, and it was really good. So we bought it last week, and apparently if you had listened, it was really fucking long.
It was long. It was
a big, long
and then
story.
The power went out. Then we never got to finish.
And we started playing the game upstairs. It was kind
I think
of
this
fun.
Is going to be a really easy one.
Like, easy as in not fun?
Yeah.
Just do it.
All right, do it anyway.
You need a painter to paint your house.
Okay.
You find a painter. I'm summarizing.
Right.
The painter offers a great price to paint your house.
Okay.
However, to paint your house, he must be watching porn the whole time. That's the only way he can work.
I have no problem with
no
this.
No problem
yeah,
with
me
that.
Me neither. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it?
Do you employ this pornography?
Yeah.
Pornography
what kind of porn?
It doesn't say.
Elaborate.
Is he like... It does
dictate for us. What kind of porn?
Does he like beat off while he's doing
he
it?
Says he specifically says he will not masturbate.
Oh.
Does he? Is he wearing pants?
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay, he's not wearing pants.
He's
There's
not wearing
porn
pants.
Does he have an erection?
He's got to have
he's
an
gotta
erection.
He's got to have an erection. He's watching porn.
You think?
The deal went off.
No, I think we're still good.
I'm going to say he has an erection.
Okay, he has
I'm
an erection.
I'm going to say he stirs the paint with it.
Does he...
No! See, I have a problem with that.
All right, now let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Does...
Oh. I like this game. It's like the Dungeon Master.
See, this is how it goes.
Does he, like, do you have to be there witnessing him painting?
You have to be there the entire time.
You have
and
to
you have to be in whatever room he's in.
Does he look at you while he's doing it?
He can.
But he's not masturbating.
He retains the
But he's got an erection.
But he has an erection.
How and one of the paint rollers is attached to
it. Is he doing it? Is he doing it for free? How cheap is the painting?
Not free, but significantly cheaper than any other.
Like, way
what
cheaper.
Kind of economical...
Cheaper than you even buying the paint and doing it yourself.
What kind of economical position am I in? Am I strapped for cash?
You are not strapped. You are where you are right now in this current economy.
I pay somebody else. I pay a naked woman to do it instead.
You're not going to get those kind of rates.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Let's say this guy is cheaper than even you just buying the paint and doing it yourself.
Wow.
Like if paint is like $5 a gallon,
right?
And take 3 gallons of this for 15
the entire
bucks,
house for $5.
For $10.
And he's not masturbating.
He is not masturbating.
And I have to be there.
You have to
and
be
I have
in the room he is in.
Am I allowed to masturbate?
It's your house. You will not be offended.
All right, this changes things a little bit.
Right.
So I can watch the TV on what kind of porn is playing?
It's a porn of his choice. It could be something as tame as a bare bitch project. It could be something as potentially crazy as a bisexual German Schiza porn.
Scat porn.
Bisexual German Schiza porn.
If I pay him extra, will he play my porn of choice?
No, he refuses. This is his he has artistic integrity.
All right.
We do make this is much better than the straight version of this game.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I need the house painted.
You need
right?
the room painted.
Why do I need the room painted? Is it
it's you just purchased the home?
Disarray.
It's the baby
room.
It's an atrocious
room.
Color.
Okay. Like Pepto Bismol pink.
It's absurdly painted.
Like
it's
somebody shit on the walls.
Disgusting.
Okay. It's several different colors.
It's checkerboarded.
I'm in. I go for it. I'm gonna pay him. TJ, what do you think?
I feel like I'd pay him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because well, can I have friends
I'm really.
Over?
Can you put a caveat on it?
It's all. So it's got to be me and this guy with an erection
just
and
in
a
the
fucking
room.
A paint roller strapped to his cock
as he's rubbing against the walls.
So is he not using his hands? He's only painting with his dick?
He's painting with everything.
He's like a human centipede.
Is it all right? Is it a paint roller or is it a paint brush?
It can change.
A brush.
It's a brush if he has to do the corners. It's a roller for the wide
is
walls.
He, now, is he competent? A painter.
He's a phenomenal painter.
Okay. That's a good job.
Okay. No streak lines, no hair in there. He's perfectly shaven.
Ah, great.
I somehow made it
like
worse.
A turtle shell down there.
Right.
I laser.
Now he's completely naked. He paints with all of his limbs and dick.
Okay.
He will be watching the movie. He will not be masturbating, but he retains the right to grunt occasionally.
I can deal with that.
I can deal with that.
And scream, oh yeah!
But he never orgasms, right?
Not externally.
What? Right. What do you mean not externally?
He could be doing tantra and evidence like in Go.
Don't you? Are you still orgasm? No, that doesn't.
You have
happen.
A sensation, but can there's no happen? Release.
I don't know.
That doesn't happen.
Tantra.
It's never happened to me.
Happen and go.
There's always. No.
Well, we're going with the Go universe.
All right, fine. I don't know. That changes things a little. So I can't have people over.
No.
Can't be an event.
No.
How long does this take?
Yeah. How long does it take?
Unfortunately, all day. He takes his time.
Well, if you want something done right,
I'm
right.
still saying I'm going for it. If I need the house painted.
Well, it should be a little faster because he's using his third member.
That's true. Yeah.
But he's thorough.
He's thorough.
Thorough.
If he does a good job, you know what? I'm for it.
How many go
what,
for it?
What ethnicity is he?
Ooh.
Lithuanian.
Take that, Chuck Klosterman.
I don't know what color a Lithuanian is.
It's weird white.
Simplify that for me.
It's an off-white.
It's a weird white. It's
off-white? Is he really skinny?
No. Yeah, Michael is he fat? White.
No, he's bearish.
So a he's lot like, of hair.
I thought no, because he's... Shape, but so he's a big. He's like Zangief without hair.
Zangief.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be like belittled by. Does he have a huge cock?
Oh, monstrous.
Yeah, I'd be intimidated by that. I don't know. Like, what? How do I know he's not gonna rape
like a
me?
PVC? But you don't.
Like, so he PVC? Might rape me.
Did you say like a PVC pipe?
Yeah.
Like a
like a 90.
Like a like 3-inch schedule 40. Like a decent pipe.
Nah.
That changes things. I don't think that I'm paying. The game I'm not up. Paying
fuck
for that.
Street, yeah.
And he doesn't party. Leave the job until it's done.
I don't like so the sounds of that either. Right. So yeah, no, I don't like the potential rape situation.
Well, no, but I thought you said here. We're not. He's not going to rape you.
He's not going to masturbate.
So he could rape you.
He might rape. Who in the right mind is going to say yes?
No
to
one's
going to
hire somebody that there's a potential.
The prices are really low.
Not low enough.
Not yet.
Not
the price low, is enough. Low enough for raping.
Not low enough to get raped by a Zangiefian cock.
All right. What if? All right. What if rape is off the table, but gentle petting could happen?
No.
No. No. I don't want him.
What
touching
about
me.
Longing stares?
Longing stares, I can do.
I can deal with
I can
that.
Deal with longing so, stares. There's
a
no
longing
touching.
Stare.
No touching involved.
No touching.
No,
touching.
Nothing sexual.
No.
Nothing underline.
Sexual. No. Nothing. No touching.
No touching.
No touching.
No touching. No touching.
I mean, if it's
and you must have a seated meal with him.
There's going to be a dick. It needs more veins.
Right.
I thought it was a
what? A what? That's dick?
Every meal must be... You must sit at a table eye to eye.
Every meal? How many meals this guy
as long as it takes?
When's this guy ever going to get paid?
How many rooms are you getting paid?
Hey, no, it can't take more than 4 hours.
No, he'll
otherwise,
be there.
No, the deal's off.
He'll be there I'm for a minimum of 18 hours.
No, no, it's not. Minimum of 18 hours.
What, do I live in a fucking mansion?
Absolutely not. I'm
he can't
not
just
doing
paint
this.
One room. He's got to paint the
and
whole
he's
house.
He's not staying overnight.
The prices are really
he's
low.
Not staying overnight in my house. This is not happening.
24 hours would be overnight.
Yeah, no, well, no, 18 hours.
You could get there at 5 in the
I
morning.
I need to sleep. No, that is
you
too
could get
long.
There at 5 in the morning and leave at 11 at night.
No, no.
18 hours.
Too long. Too long. I'm not eating with this freak.
You have to have three meals with him.
No, I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line. I am not breaking bread with this awful, awful man.
No meals, but you have to share one fond childhood memory.
Fine. Is his a fond childhood memory?
Both of you need to share.
All right, I'm okay with that.
Does he speak with an accent?
Slight Lithuanian accent, okay. Yes.
Oh, Topo, you're not in the cam. Where'd you go?
Oh,
there
sorry,
he is.
I was laughing.
Yeah, we need a bigger cam. Yeah. Send us money so we can buy more stuff. Yeah.
Can we stream off of the flip?
Off the? Yeah, you know we probably can. I didn't even think about that. You know what? Next one's gonna be in HD.
Nice,
perfect. Even better.
Yeah.
So, oh,
yeah.
Are we going with this now that you have to share memory?
No, I'm gonna do that.
I'll do that.
I'll do that.
Right. Well, I can't remember.
Did you have the meal with him?
No.
No, I'm not breaking.
Ask
bread.
Questions. Let's recap.
Does he have an erection the whole time? Like he pops Viagra throughout the day?
It's a constant giant PVC erection.
The erection is purely based on his level of arousal of the porno.
But how is he watching the porno and painting? That seems
he's very good.
He's got a remote control. On his dick.
Well, now there's
sense.
No room for the.
Oh, come on! No, that doesn't make sense.
Now it's just getting.
Now
silly.
It's getting ridiculous.
Right.
One paintbrush is up his ass. Just one.
Just one.
Just right. one.
But it won't ever be used.
It's funny because if you change painter and put this to mover, I would actually do all this. It wouldn't even matter. I would let him. I'd eat dinner with him because moving is such a pain in the ass. Eat dinner with him, hug him, fucking do a push up next to him naked.
How about an exterminator? What if you had to do push-ups with him, and he was on top, and you were on the bottom?
No, that's not. That's,
and you had to hold arms with him as he like as he did
too
push-ups.
Much. Too
it's
much.
A little much.
That's too much.
And he's naked.
And he has an erection.
What if every?
So it's hitting me.
What if it's touching me?
What if every? What if every 20 minutes you have to have a squat thrust competition?
Does he have a boner?
No one's touching. He might.
Do I have to wear pants?
You can wear whatever you
it's
want.
Your house.
You can wear a chemical suit, but. The room will be sealed tight, and it will get very hot.
How can you seal a room that you're painting?
You know, yeah, you go, you know, die
for fumes. He fumes, and he's naked, so he doesn't want to get cold.
Do I...
He lives off paint fumes. So much and it's all toxic paint.
He lives off paint fumes.
He's not human.
I kind of want to meet this man. He seems like an interesting guy.
So is it still a go with you people?
I'm having a hard time remembering all the stipulations.
Yeah, me too. So, do we have to do push-ups with him or not?
He may, for every hour on the hour, he will challenge you to a squat thrust competition. Should you win best of 30, it will knock off another $10 off the job.
Is this, is this taking 18 hours?
No, 6 hours, but you have to share a fond childhood memory.
All right.
I'm for it.
I'm
doing it. We're going through with it. What's his name?
Hans.
Derek.
Derek what?
Derek.
Derek. Derek. Derek. Double D.
Just Derek.
Double D. They call me Double D.
Yeah, we're okay, fine, we're doing it.
And he's allowed to cry the entire time.
I don't care, he can cry if he needs to. For that kind of money.
Naked yeah. with an erection. And a paintbrush.
Just scream crying, painting your house, watching pornography.
Doing a great
giant
job.
Russian bear man, completely shorn. Squat thrust competitions every half hour.
I thought it was every hour.
No, it's every half hour.
I don't know if I don't know physically I could keep up with the squat thrust competition.
Well,
What happens if we lose the squat
Nothing.
Thrust
Nothing. Nothing negative.
Okay, I'm out of that. Is he going to judge me?
He might. He reserves the right to judge you.
All right, fair enough.
I don't think a person that paints a house naked with a constant erection is room to judge
anybody. I think he can judge the
judge whatever he wants.
He's got the power position. He can judge.
Yeah, dude. It's like being in a room with an 800-pound gorilla with an erection.
Is he shirtless, too?
He's completely naked!
Oh, I didn't know he's completely naked.
He's wearing a tank top and no pants.
He's wearing the humongous outfit, only the top part. Strike that. He's wearing assless chaps, nothing else.
I'd like to get the listener's opinion on this.
Yeah.
You guys should comment in on the Facebook page. Would
what
you...
Do you... Well, Prozac Man, what would you do?
3, 2, 1.
Are we talking about the squat thrust or the painting?
Just the entire thing. The entire shebang of it.
Are you going to let him paint your house?
Sure. I'm broke right now, so.
There you go.
So, actually, like painting is like the last thing on my mind.
Oh, right. So you want to have sex with the giant bear man.
Let's say he'll do your taxes for you.
He's going to do your taxes.
Let's say he'll make you a victory garden.
Taxes, I don't have any money. I made $3,000 last year.
Oh.
All right. What if he gave you $3,000 to do squat thrust
combat? What if he gave you $5,000 to paint your house naked watching porn?
There you go.
And he gets to rape
you.
Oh,
yeah.
How much?
Totally.
What?
Yeah.
What?
No.
No, all right. Look, wait, hang on. Hang on. How much would it cost to let him have sex with you?
I don't want to explore this.
At this point,
this.
I'd be the guy doing it.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay.
Wait.
Well, I'd be the painter.
You'd be the pay. Okay, all right. So there's no. You're not going to go the raping route.
So you're a large Russian Schedule 40 kind of guy.
Very all lucky right. man.
So is that? Is I think that's the end.
That's it. That's a good way to end the show.
Might we're better at these hypotheticals.
Yeah.
We should make our own.
We should write our own. Fuck you, Chuck Klosterman.
Yeah. Fuck that. We're going to do our own hypotheticals.
$15.
Yeah, that was a waste of money. You shouldn't have bought that. Nope. Future Gogs looks down on that decision.
Yeah, I can't wait to get his opinion on this.
In the future, Chuck Klosterman's a cyborg tank that lives with sharks under the Mediterranean Sea. Lasers!
I'm just glad you guys are alive this time.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, these circumstances don't sound pleasant.
Yeah, they made a human centipede farm after this show.
So this was the beginning of the end.
Mm. Well, it always is.
I'm just happy we were kind of the catalyst to something.
That's true. At least we made a difference.
We made
Cyborg
a difference.
Obama.
High fives on differences.
Right there. All right, people. Living another fun show is in the books. We will see you soon. I had an idea the other day for an upcoming show. Predators is coming out soon. I forget exactly
when.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
Is it? Well, this is the idea, and Vinny, you're hearing this for the first time. I already told Gogs. When Predators comes out, that weekend it comes out, we're going to do a pre and post show.
All right.
We're going to come here, record a show, probably that week's show.
Right.
Just record, like, a show. Get drunk, go see Predators, come back, and like we'll give our fucking full review and maybe videotape some stuff along the way.
I like the drunk part.
I think that'll be fun. And Gogs, hopefully Gogs, either Gogs loves it or hates it, he'll have a fun reaction to it. Is there any way that we could have the flip on without like lights and stuff? Because I want to hear, I really want to document Gogs going, oh man.
In the theater?
I do get excited.
Is there any way we could figure out how to record that?
I'll just turn on my sound recorder.
Yeah,
on
we can all sound record.
Okay, good. Anyway, that's coming up probably in a few weeks. I don't know when Predators is coming out, but when it does, that's what I want to do. I want to do a whole Predators special, mobile special. But anyway, good to have everybody with us. Prozac and Tim, thanks for stopping by.
I missed you guys. I'm glad you were here.
Yes. Woot. And everybody listening at home, get on Skype. And Facebook. Now we can...
Come on in. Yeah. We proved it can work. We have the technology.
Jude Terror, we're talking to you. Get your ass on the show.
Jude Terror.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, see you guys. Adios.
Cut the feed.
Cutting feed.
Yeah.
Cutting feed.
Lock eyes from across the room. Down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names. No need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd. The club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Move in close as the lasers fly. Our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours. Our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store. Whisper in my ear that you want some more and I jizz in my pants. This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you dance and how I jizz in my pants. Don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. Plus it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, some would say that's a plus. Now I'll go home and change.